We are his people, the sheep of his flock. My dear family of God, today's liturgy celebrates our divine election, that God has called each and every one of us, and he has made us signs of his salvation. Beloved, for us to understand this call, which was begun in the life of the Israelites, we need to go back to Exodus chapter 12, verses 37 to 38, to especially understand the event, the episode of Mount Sinai, of which the first reading relates to us. In this text, we are told that when Moses had delivered the people of Israel from their bondage in Egypt, after those with Hebrew blood had followed Moses out of Egypt, a multitude of people also followed up. So as of now, those who were following Moses had become a kind of a mixed race. Beside those of Hebrew blood, others also at the sound of the proclamation of liberty, emancipation in the land of Egypt, many also followed Moses and put their trust in him. Now God summoning them at the foot of Mount Sinai by giving of his commandment, the Decalogue, God will constitute these people into a single nation. And so Israel as a nation today receives that national character as a special inheritance to God himself. And so we are told that once they had encamped at the foot of Mount Sinai, Moses went up the hill and the Lord spoke to him. This is what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourself have come to experience and have witnessed and have seen how I dealt with the Egyptians, your enemies, and delivered you and have brought you here. If you remain faithful to my commandment, you will forever be my special possession, my special inheritance, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. My dear family of God, by the giving of this commandment and the invitation to Israel to remain faithful to the commandment, God makes Israel as a sign of his saving power, as a sign of his salvation for all those who lived around them, that God has made them his own. God has chosen them, that through Israel, all the ends of the world shall witness the salvation of God. Beloved, it is for this sign of God's salvation and saving power to those who are afflicted that today Jesus also calls unto himself the 12 disciples whom he named and sent forth as his apostles. Beloved in Christ, beginning this text, Matthew reveals to us the fruit of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. When he saw the crowd, those who were afflicted and harassed, abandoned like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus, with this shepherd imagery, would reveal himself as the true shepherd who has come to attend to both the physical and spiritual needs of God's people. Beloved in Christ, in the Old Testament, God has always been providing the people of Israel spiritual leaders whom he named as shepherds, beginning from Joshua to David, the ideal king of Israel. God had ministered through these agents as the true shepherd to his people. Unfortunately, during the time of Ezekiel, the shepherds of Israel, the kings, the priests, and the prophet had failed God, being true shepherds to his people. And so on the lips of Ezekiel, God made a prophecy that he himself would gather his scattered sheep under one shepherd, and he would shepherd them by leading them to a greener pasture. And those who were weak, he would strengthen. And those who were sick, he would heal. Beloved, the shepherding of Israel, that flows from individuals to God pronouncing himself as a Yahweh shepherd to his people, also flow to Jesus Christ, the Messiah shepherd. And so today, making reference with the imagery of shepherding, Jesus reveals himself as the true shepherd who has come to attend to the needs of his people. Seeing their affliction, we are told, his heart was moved to pity. His heart was moved with compassion. And at this, he spoke to his disciples. The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. Pray to the master of the harvest to send into his harvest more laborers. Having done this, he called the 12 unto himself. And now, after giving them a missionary sermon, he empowers them to go and attend to the needs of those who had been scattered and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Instructing them thus, freely you have given, freely you must also give. My dear family of God, in this commissioning of the apostles, sharing in the mission of Christ himself, sending them forth to go to the lost sheep of Israel, Jesus attends to the needs of those who were afflicted through the instrumentality of the 12. And today he invites all of us to also engage in this mission by attending to the afflictions and by touching the miseries of those who stand in need of God's help. My dear family of God, Jesus today commissions the 12 with that missionary mandate that freely they must bring God's saving grace to those who were afflicted. And by so doing, he has sent us, all of us, forth to also touch the miseries and the afflictions of each and every one. We are precisely being called to go forth with this mission because Christ himself has first touched our human misery and has reconciled us to God himself. And so today, Paul, in his letter to the Romans, speaks to this saving power made known in the ministry of Christ himself. That whilst we were still sinners, Christ Jesus reconciled us to God. How much more, now that we have been reconciled, would God not justify and save us? Jesus Christ, emptying himself of his divinity, assumed our human nature sharing in our human afflictions so as to redeem us from the bondage of sin, reconciling us to the Father. It says on this note that each and every one of us, by virtue of our baptism, God has redeemed us, God has called us unto himself, and he has done so for a purpose. That like the people of Israel of old, we also become the symbols and signs of his saving power to those who are afflicted. And so today he's sending us the lost sheep of Israel in the figures of the naked, in the figures of those who are sleeping on the street, in the figures of the sick and the needy. All those who are in a situation of affliction become the object of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, seeing their afflictions, seeing their miseries, he is moved to pity. Jesus thus identifies himself with that lowly state of such individuals. And by attending to their physical and spiritual needs, he makes use of us. Beloved, looking upon him on the cross, with his hand and feet being nailed to the cross, he gives us the message, "You are my feet," to walk towards the one who is afflicted. "You are my hand," to stretch out to attend to the needs of the one who is crying and the one who stands in need. Being crucified on the cross, Jesus makes use of each and every one of us in order to bring his saving power to those who have not yet seen his saving power, as those who have been redeemed by the shedding of his blood. Today we are reminded of our own baptismal mission, being baptized and sent forth to share in the mission of Christ himself. May we also learn to identify and share in the passion and sufferings of others, that with our hearts moved to pity, we can stretch out our hands to touch their miseries, to redeem them from their afflictions, so that together we all live to share the joy of the saving power of Christ. As we undertake this, Christ reminds us, we have been given without a cost. We must also render that selfless service for the good of his people. May the Lord, who has called us unto himself and sent us forth on mission, give us the grace to always assume that lowly state of life by touching the miseries and afflictions of those who have been abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. May he bless us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.